So I'm getting around town today with a stolen, I mean, sorry, not stolen, with a MetroCard that I found on the sidewalk. It's a 7-day unlimited. And I said stolen because I was thinking that this, you know, it's not exactly like I'm driving a stolen car, but it's also not lost on me that whoever lost the card might cancel it or disable it or whatever, however that works. And I don't find a lot of Metro cards, but when I do, that's always in my mind that whoever lost it is going to cancel it. But, I mean, I found 30-day Metro cards with 28 days left on them that were never canceled. In fact, I think only one card was ever canceled, and that was similar. It was a 30-day card that had 28 days left on it. But it was funny because when I got through the subway, the instant I swiped the card, an alarm went off in the station. An alarm I don't think I've ever heard, or maybe just never noticed it. And it's not the sound that is made when a train is coming in. It just sounded like something bad had happened. And I couldn't help think that maybe they were going to bust me for using a lost Metro card. I don't think they really care. Finders keepers, right? But it was enough to make me consider how I would react if I was approached by MTA people saying, where'd you get the card, buddy? Where'd you get the card? So I'm here in Rockefeller Center, and I'm going to look for the D train, and I'm just going to stay on it as long as I can stand it. I hate being on the train, but so far it's been all right. The R train is so slow from Queens Plaza to 59th Street. And it was even slower than usual today. But an interesting wake-up call today, I think it was about 7 a.m., somebody was knocking on my door, and I could count on one hand the number of times somebody has knocked on the door without me expecting it in the time I've lived there. I mean, the owner of the building will pound on the door when he needs to get in there or tell me something, but as far as just unexpected, some random person knocking on the door, that never happens. And I've been having some trouble with the locks on the door, which gave me further reason to think something weird might be going on. Not that the person knocking had any knowledge of the lock being messed up, but it just sort of added to the mental confusion of the moment. So I don't know who it was. They didn't leave any message or any indication who they were. I mean, it's just the way the building works. People just don't come knocking on your door unless it's a... Like, the ones I can remember were clipboard-wielding people who were trying to sell me some kind of alternative energy or those sort of scams, and I just ignore those. I don't worry about them either, but, like, 6, 7 in the morning on a Monday is a little strange. All right, well, I'm not going to worry about it. What I had in mind was to go to Cropsey Avenue. I just totally randomly saw that name on the map. I've heard the street name on the radio a couple of times, and I street viewed it. It looks like an okay area, whatever that means. So we'll see if I can make it. Because the subway to D runs express for a lot of that, but then it starts going stop by precious stop.
Well, since the payphone doesn't work, I'm just going to call this in from my cell phone. 84th Street and New Utrecht Avenue. I'm in Bensonhurst. And I put the quarter in and call connected, but then it dropped after 5 or 6 seconds. I looked all the way down to the shore. Shore Boulevard, I think it's called. And at the moment, I'm standing on a subway train. Subway train track, I should say. I was guilty of something earlier that I haven't been guilty of in a long time. I was being a payphone hog. I was at Rockefeller Center, it's the last call I did, and I was just talking away, and I had no idea that a woman standing nearby was waiting to use the phone. It's the only one down there. And I thought she was a woman that I've seen down there before who, from what I can tell, picks up the phone and appears to be talking to somebody, but she isn't. But this was not that woman, although she did have a similar look of disconnect about her. The previous woman I mentioned was pretty clearly off. There's a giant place called the J-Mart. It's Korean. The Korean language is, the characters are always a lot linear than the other Asian languages. To me, Chinese is much more ornate, decorative, and beautiful. Japanese always seems tighter to me. And of course, none of this is any kind of commentary on any of those nationalities.
This one's a winner. It's at 18th Avenue and 81st Street. That makes for a 1881, doesn't it? My magic number is 181, but I'll take variations if it seems appropriate. This is a standalone phone, and it has what I've been looking for a few days now. It's got the phone number is handwritten on the phone, because I guess that's the phone number. And it's also a standalone phone, and when you see one of these things without the advertising enclosure, realize just how outsized the advertising is to the phone contained within. And yet for social service purposes, the phone is the only reason the ads are there, or the ads wouldn't be there without some sort of public amenity such as the phone. But it's just such a puny little thing standing out here on its own, isn't it? Well, I've been in Bensonhurst for, I guess, a couple hours now, and I'm going to head back. I hopped a bus because I'm getting the most out of my Metro card that I found on the sidewalk yesterday. So I took the bus just a few blocks and spotted this phone as I was near my destination. So I said, hey, let's check it out, right? Alrighty.